Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Zodaf Yotes in the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition, starting the second parak of Maseches Beit Zodaf, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah, Yontov Shechal Yoyis Erev Shabbos. If Yontov falls on a Friday, Lo Yavashil B'tchilu MiYontov LeShabbos. You cannot let a cook from Yontov to Shabbos, from Friday to Shabbos. Avo Mivashil Hu Le'yom Toiv. You can start cooking on Erev Yontov for Yontov. V'imoyti Oyti LeShabbos. And if you have leftover, you can continue. You can use the leftover for Shabbos. In addition, oisit tavshil me'ev yontev v'soy mecholov l'Shabbos. You make it a tavshil of yontev, and you make an eruv out of it, and then you can cook in yontev for Shabbos. That's called eruv tavshilin. If you're starting to cook before yontev, you continue on yontev itself. But shama oimrim shnei tavshilim. You need to have at least two different tavshilim. Obisil oimrim tavshil echod. One dish is enough. They used to spread an egg on the fish. That's considered to be two tafshilim, even according to Beit Shammai. If he ate the eruv or the eruv got lost, then you can't cook anymore. If there's anything left from the eruv, he can rely on it to continue cooking on Yontif for Shabbos. So if you want Yontif, Shechal Yontif, Shabbos, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, what's the source of eruv tafshilim? If you start baking, you can continue baking. If you start cooking, you can continue the cooking. So if you bake something, if you do erev tavshilim with something which is baked, you can continue baking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If you did cooking, you cook something, you can continue cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You can bake and cook only for doing something which is cooked. What's the source of blazer? Because the pasuk said at the it says in the pasuk that you bake on something which is baked and you cook on something which is cooked. What's the reason? At the share toifu toifu and bashtu both go on bashelu, meaning if you did cooking, you can continue doing the cooking and baking based on that. Rav Chaim is medayik from this that the way you dash in the pasuk is at the share toifu. If you want to be oife on yom tov, if you start baking before. Tashit of a shelu, if you want to cook, bashlu, you have to cook before. And the Gemara tells us, eifu and bashlu, if bashelu, if you did bishul before. Continues the Gemara with base. Omar Belezer, ask the command of Omar, b'moro nitnar Shabbos. This pasuk was said in Parsha Saman. So yeah, if you want to dash in this pasuk, you have to shilin, you must say, they already knew you're not allowed to cook in Shabbos. How do they know that? Because before the Mon, they came to a place called Moro. And in Mara, they learned about Shabbos. So what does this pasuk teach me? They already know you're not allowed to cook and bake on Shabbos. To tell you that if you started the before Yom Tov, you can continue cooking and baking on Yom Tov for the purpose of Shabbos. From here, you learn after Shilin. From Keman Domar, Be'olush Nidna Shabbos. According to Man Domar, the Shabbos was only given in Olush. Olush is the place where the Mon came down. So this is the first time they're hearing about Shabbos. So here he's just giving him the details of Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook and bake on Shabbos. Whatever you cook before will be good. Whatever not, you can't do on Shabbos. What do you learn from? How do you have your an extra pasuk for Erev Tavshilin? Says the Gemara, Yisachami, come see Dvar Toiru Osur for Erev Tavshilin Matirin. Midoraisa, so you're not allowed to cook. So how can you come and do Erev Tavshilin to be matirit? So the simple understanding, this is the question according to Mandama that said that be'olush nitna Shabbos. Shabbos was given in olush. So you can't say this pasuk is teaching about erev tavshilin. So you have to say it's derabanan. So Gemara says, how can it be that if you have a yisur deraisa, you're one coming and allowing it? But Rav Chaim says, based on the Bavli, that according to everybody, even the ones who do say the drush over here, it's only a smach to be'almo. So at the end of the day, it's derabanan. So Gemara says, how can you do erev tavshilin with derabanan? Take away yisur deraisa. Says the Gemara, Avo bedinu shiu oifin revashlim yontov l'Shabbos. Really, meikar din, you should be able to cook and bake from yontov to Shabbos. Why? Because yontov and Shabbos is gdusha achasi. It's one long gdusha. So yontov is part of Shabbos. It's not a chana. Im oim ra'at ken, but if you say, if you can allow it, l'chatchilo, afuv oifin revashlim yontov l'chol. So he's going to come and bake and cook from yontov to a weekday. So therefore, you're not allowed to cook from yontov to the next day, except when you have the erev tavshilin specifically for Shabbos. Isachami says, one second. We know it says Metzimis Amitus Mi Yontov LeShabbos. You'll have to prepare the beds from Yontov to Shabbos. You know if you mevashim Yontov LeShabbos, and why can't you cook and bake from Yontov to Shabbos? If you say it's allowed, why did they ask her to bake and cook from Yontov to Shabbos, but they didn't allow to prepare the beds? Says the Gemara, Amar Avilo, Falam Metzim Yotzu LeShabbos. You know why you're allowed to prepare the beds Yotzu LeShabbos? Shekin Metzim Mitamitos Milei LeShabbos LeShabbos. Because you also can prepare the bed on Friday night for Shabbos day. V'yoyfu Yivashlu Miyotzu LeShabbos. But will you bake and cook from Yotzu LeShabbos? That what? Ain't no if you Yivashlu Milei LeShabbos LeShabbos. When you can bake and cook from Friday night to Shabbos day. Meaning the gzeira not to bake a cook from Yontov to Shabbos, because if you're going to come and bake from Yontov to Shabbos, they're going to come and bake from Yontov to a weekday. They're going to say, you see, you could bake. That's not part of Shabbos. But when you're preparing the beds, there's no such chashash. People will understand that Yontov and Shabbos are connected. Because even on Shabbos itself, I can prepare the beds from the night to the day. So you say the same way I can prepare the beds on the night of Shabbos to the day of Shabbos, I can prepare the beds from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But a cooking and baking, which I cannot do on Shabbos, if I'm doing it on Yom Tov, people will say this is not because Yom Tov and Shabbos are one, just because you can prepare from Yom Tov to the next day. And they're going to come to bake and cook from Yom Tov to the weekday. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Daf Yutes.